May I walk with you? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. May I walk with you? We are all walking through life. We're walking our own pathways, our own adventures, our own exciting activities that make life thrilling for each one of us. And one of the wonderful things that we have is when we can walk with our parents. When we can go for a walk with our parents, for instance, my dad might say, I'm going to take a walk. And the children say, can I come too? Can I come too? And the father says, oh my goodness, I thought I was going to have a peaceful, quiet walk. I shouldn't have said anything. I should have just left and gone on my walk. Can I come too? And the father acquiesces and says, all right, kids, come on. And so the children come along with the father. And he says to them, you all are so exciting. It's a joy to have you along. You're just bubbling over with energy, bubbling over with all the delight in life. You really know how to live. I'm so proud of you. And the children bounce along and they walk with their dad and they think all good thoughts. And then the father says, you know, John, I was watching you the other day as you were doing your homework, and I was thinking, what a brilliant young man you are. Your mind is so filled with beautiful thoughts. You so easily learn, you so easily understand what the subject is and how to do it. I'm just so proud of you. But Dad, it's not always that easy. I have to struggle a lot of times. John, the way I see you, you stop and you become quiet and you say, inside of me, I know I have the answer. And then you quietly listen and then the answer comes. Yeah, Dad, but that takes a long time. Well, you know, John, the more you learn how to listen within, the quicker it happens. What do you mean, Dad? Well, it's just like anything that we do. If we learn how to drive a car, oh, Dad, can I learn how to drive the car? Not yet, John, not yet. You're just 13. Just wait a little bit. But, Dad, it's so exciting. I know, John. Everything really is exciting in life if we just take it step by step. Now, first learn to ride your bike and ride it well, following all the rules of the road and following what all the traffic rules are for cars and for bicycles. And then, as you're ready, you'll be able to step into the next step. But, Dad, how do I know what the rules are? Well, wouldn't hurt to get a book on how to be a driver. What it requires to be a driver. Oh, do I have to learn all that? Well, if you want to learn to be a driver, then you learn to do what the drivers must do. But, Dad, I want to just be like you. Well, John, to be like me, it took me a little while. It took me a little while to do my homework. It took me a little while to grow up from being a little boy to being a man. And when I grew up, I was doing all the things that I was asked to do. My dad would take me with him on walk too. And he would say to me, he'd say, Henry, every time you think a thought, something beautiful is going on in your mind. And when you think a thought, and you think a thought, and you think the thought that you're thinking, you're not just thinking any old thought, you're thinking a particular thought. When you think a particular thought, then you're the master of your mind. Because your mind wants to give you all sorts of wonderful thoughts, all sorts of good thoughts. Actually, it's your brain, but we call it the mind. And it wants to give you all sorts of good thoughts. And you have to be selective of the thought that's going to come. Oh, Dad, that sounds like big talk. Well, John, it is big talk. And when my dad told me about it, I thought it was big talk too. But I listened. And then I began realizing I had to take charge of the thoughts that are going on in my mind. And all the other children were listening. Some were younger, some were older. And they were listening to what John was being told. And they thought to themselves, what's all this stuff about thoughts? And so Eric said, Dan, what's all this stuff about thoughts? You never talked to us too much about that. What is that stuff about thoughts? Well, Eric, thoughts are things. And they want to get out and jump around in our consciousness. And when we decide that we're the boss, that they're not going to jump around in our consciousness unless we say yes, then they don't do it. And you know, John, Eric's question is a good question, because thoughts are things. And when we think these thoughts, and when we talk these thoughts, beautiful things happen to us. But we have to make a decision of whether we want beautiful thoughts or thoughts that are not so good. Because the world is just filled with all sorts of thoughts, thoughts that are fun and thoughts that are not fun. And we have to select the thoughts that are fun for us and that are right for us and that are good for us. But then sometimes the thoughts that I think are fun are, you might think, are not right for me. Well, John, if you think that I might think that the thoughts you think are not right for you, maybe you should think, why do you think the thoughts that you think I might think are not right for you? Oh, Dad, you sound so logical. John, I do sound logical, but that's the way my dad always did it with me, too. He says, think about it. Let the words of my heart and the meditations of my life be acceptable, you know, at all times. But, Dad, is that for girls, too? Jeannie asked. Jeannie was very curious, but she is only about 7 years old, and she was very curious, and she wanted to know. Yes, Jeannie, it's for girls, for boys, for men, for women, for everyone. Every time a thought comes in our mind, we have to say to it, hey, who's in charge here? Petey spoke up. He said, Dad, I like that. I like that very much. I like that. I mean, who's in charge here? Who's in charge here? Petey, you're 16 years old. You sound like a little boy. I am a little boy, Dad. I'm a little boy. I'm always a little boy. Petey, why are you acting so silly? Well, Dad, just think. If I let all the thoughts in my mind do what they want to do, I would do some pretty crazy things. Yes, Petey, that's true for all of us. If we let the thoughts in our mind do whatever they wanted to do, we would do some pretty crazy things. I believe you're right, Dad, Jeannie pontifically said. I believe you're right. You know, Dad, you have a way of saying these things that I understand it. Well, good for you, Jeannie. You're a bright little girl, and I'm so proud of you. In fact, I'm so proud of all of you. All of you are alert and intelligent children. You do not let whatever goes on in the world disturb you. You create your own world. What do you mean by that, Dad? Eric was very, very confused. What do you mean by that? Well, it's like this, Eric. We have the right to listen to the radio and the newspaper and the television and all that stuff and hear that there is a war going on. And we have a right to say, isn't that too bad? Or we have a right to say, there is peace on earth and it began with me. But what can we do about a war, Dad? We're just kids. Well, everyone has a mind. Everyone has a brain. And if everyone were to think in their brain, there is peace on earth and it began with me, there would be such a power, such a reverberation of activity in the universe that that peace, that gentleness, that lovingness, that kindness would be everywhere. And wherever there is war, these people would be inundated by the idea of peace. What's inundated, Dad? They would be sort of flooded with the idea of peace. They'd be flooded with the idea of doing great things. Oh, I see. It's like if one of my friends says, Eric, I want you to come along with me. We're going to go down to the river and throw stones in the river. And you know that I don't like throwing stones in the river. I just like doing great things. And so I say to my friends, okay, guys, let's go down the river, throw stones in the river. And we get down to the river. And it's just a little creek, but it's a nice little river. We call it our river. And I say, okay, guys, now, let's see who can think of the best way and the best place to build a dam. Let's build a dam in the river here. And all the kids said, oh, what fun is that? Well, watch and see. Watch and see. If you build a dam in certain places, it'll fill up very quickly with water, and the water will go over the top of it. If you build it up in other places, it'll spread in the back area, and it'll make a little puddle, in fact, to make a little lake. And we can make our own little lake, and we can have our own little bridge across it, and the dam will be one bridge across the lake. Now, wouldn't that be interesting? Hey! Now, Fred, you've always been the one who was the engineer. Now, what do you think we should do? Where do you think?
Hey, I know these things too, said Peter.
Okay, Peter, you know these things too. You and Fred, where do you think we should have it be? And before long, the boys that went with him realized that they too had different ideas. They were no longer interested in throwing rocks into the river. They were thinking of constructive ways of building a dam that would hold back the water and make a pond for them, and make a little lake for them, and make something beautiful that they wanted to have. And, you know, Dan, you're right. It's just a matter of changing a person's perspective on what they're talking about. That's right. That's right, Petey. When you change a person's perspective, then they have a whole different attitude toward life. But first, Petey, you have to change your own perspective. Yeah, Dad, that's right. Hey, Dad, but that's so easy. Yeah, it is, isn't it, Petey? But you've got to know who you are. You've got to know what values you have. You have to know that if you hear there's peace on earth, that and it began with me, you have to know that that really works. You have to know that when you speak your word and you say, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect, you're whole and perfect, that you're whole and perfect. When you speak your word, my subjects in school are lots of fun. My subjects in school are lots of fun. My subjects in school are lots of fun. I love school. I love school. I love school. Oh, I love school. School is lots of fun. You see, everybody doesn't have learning as an easy capacity. Some people have to learn by thinking about it a little more. But it's never difficult. It's always a lot of fun when we call it a lot of fun. Well, gosh, Dad, do you have thoughts like this on every walk that you go?
I sure do, Jeannie. I have thoughts like this on every walk that I go. That's why I like to take walks.
Well, Dad, can you take us on your walks all the time?
Well, most of the time, I'm glad to take you along.
Well, why only most of the time? Why not all the time?
Well, there are some times when I take a walk and I'm not at home. There are some times I take a walk and I'm at my office and I come out of my office for a coffee break or for a lunch break. And instead of going to lunch, I go down to the park and I walk through the park in quietness and peace and enjoy the river burbling along. And I'm just really content. And you kids aren't here.
Well, yeah, Dad, I understand it.
Well, that's why I said most of the time I take you along, because I love to have you with me, and I love to share with you.
Well, Dad, why aren't all fathers like you? You're wonderful, Dad.
Well, all fathers are like me. But all fathers haven't taught themselves to know what their values are. Now, my value is my family comes first. My family comes first. My children come first. Whatever I can do to make my children happy, whatever I can do to help my children as they are learning how to be beautiful beings, that's number one for me. And you, each one of you, are number one for me. And I love you with all my heart. I know, Dad, I know. And Petey was just snuggling up to his dad and said, "You know, Dad, you're quite a guy." And all the kids gathered around, sort of put their arms around their dad, snuggled in, said, "Dad, I'm so happy that Mom married you. I am so happy. You know, she sure was a smart lady." And Dad says, "Well, you know, I'm a pretty smart guy, too, because Mom's pretty wonderful, isn't she?" "Oh, yes." Now, I love to take walks with you guys, because every time we take a walk, we talk about something pretty much the same and pretty much different, but we always talk about what are our values, and where are we going with our values, and how do our values help us to live a happier, healthier, more fulfilled life. Oh, Dad, Chris was again pontificating, "Dad, to live a happy, fulfilled life means that you like yourself, you like your world, and you're a happy person." Well, that's true. That's very true. And where does it start? It starts with, I know, Jeannie. All with Fraser, like she's in school. "I know, Dad, I know." Where does it start? It starts with our thoughts. That's right, Jeannie. It starts with our thoughts. And our thoughts can always be selective to be good and beautiful thoughts. And when we do that, oh boy, is life wonderful. "Oh, golly, Dad, this is great." And all the children walked on home with Dad. And when they got home, they shouted out, Mom, guess what? We had a walk with Dad, and he had all sorts of good things to say. And Mom, we're glad that Dad married you. You're wonderful. And Mom comes and gives Dad a great big hug and a kiss and says, "Yep, I'm glad I married him too." Have a wonderful day, and know that the thoughts that you think are so important. And if you allow yourself to think any thought that is not in the direction you want to go or you want to be, then you're empowering that. And if you take every thought you think, as I do with myself, every thought I think, and make it into a thought that I am proud to tell my mommy about, I'm proud to tell my world about, I am proud to live, then I can be sure I'm doing the right thing. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.